This is VOA News. Take your remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Iranian state TV says a leading Iranian nuclear scientist was killed in a targeted attack that employed explosives and machine gun fire. Israel says the scientist, Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, led Iran's military nuclear program until its disbanding in the early 2000s. Israel has not commented on the attack itself. Iranian state TV said Fakhrizadeh was attacked by armed terrorist elements. He died at a local hospital after doctors and paramedics couldn't revive him. Again, that is from Iran state television. The semi-official Fars news agency, believed to be close to the country's Revolutionary Guard, said the attack happened in Absard, a small city just east of the capital, Tehran. It said witnesses heard the sound of an explosion and then machine gun fire. The agency said the attack targeted a car that Fakhrizadeh was in. Others wounded, including Fakhrizadeh's bodyguards, were also taken to a local hospital. State television on its website later published a photograph of security forces blocking off the road. Photos and videos shared online showed a Nissan sedan with bullet holes in the windshield and blood on the road. A huge blast went off in Mogadishu on Friday, killing at least seven people hours after U.S. Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller made an unannounced visit to the Somali capital. Witnesses say a suicide bomber blew himself up at a popular ice cream shop along the road to the airport. One of Mogadishu's ambulance services said at least seven people were killed in the attack. Somali police said another 10 people were wounded. The al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility for the attack. That's according to the site intelligence group. Al-Shabaab frequently carries out attacks in Mogadishu. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. announced economic sanctions Friday on Chinese and Russian companies that Washington said had supported the development of Iran's missile program. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement that the four firms accused of transferring sensitive technology and items to Iran's missile program will be subject to restrictions on U.S. government aid and on their exports for 2 years. The sanctions imposed Wednesday were against two China-based companies, Chengdu Best New Materials and Zibo Elim Trade, as well as Russia-based Nilco Group and joint stock company Elicon. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States in 2018 from the Iran nuclear deal, which was established 3 years earlier under then-President Barack Obama. Mr. Trump has since reimposed crippling sanctions on the Islamic Republic in what he calls a campaign of maximum pressure. The Trump administration has also since shown its determination to sanction any foreign country or company that does not comply with its Iran policies. Ethiopian forces are making gains in several towns near Tigray's regional capital one day after the government said it was beginning the final phase of an offensive in the northern region. That's according to the country's news agency on Friday. Lieutenant General Hassan Ibrahim said in a statement Friday that federal forces have captured Wikro and will control Mekele in a few days. That's according to Reuters. There was no independent confirmation of the government claims. Phone and internet connections to the region have been down since the government's military offensive began in early November. The continued fighting comes as Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, following a meeting with African Union envoys, again ruled out negotiating with the leaders of the Tigray region. Abiy met with three AU envoys in Addis Ababa on Friday. The World Health Organization's top vaccine expert says the agency needs to evaluate coronavirus vaccines and their immune responses based on more than just a press release. Kate O'Brien, the WHO's Director of Immunization, Vaccines and Biologicals, said at a press briefing in Geneva Friday that it's still not clear if vaccines against COVID-19 are able to reduce people's ability to spread the virus. She said in a statement, it's really important that we actually start to get more information about what the vaccines do, not just for preventing disease, but actually for preventing the acquisition of the virus. That's Kate O'Brien of the WHO. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.